What about the second or third line setting in that kind of patient in terms of bevacizumab?
Well, the second or third line setting actually shows where the development of bevacizumab is differentiated from that of trastuzumab. Trastuzumab, we started with a positive frontline trial, and once we were going there, it became very difficult for many not to continue trastuzumab in second or third line therapy. Here, the history of the development of the drug is that we started with a second line trial, which showed no improvement in progression-free or overall survival for a combination of bevacizumab with second-line therapy, and then moved to a positive frontline trial. To me, that at least at present sets a ceiling on how much bevacizumab that we'll use in breast cancer. Now, the important qualifier there is we do not know whether or not bevacizumab will combine well with many of our other typical second-line drugs, such as gemcitabine, nalbuphine, platinating agents. We just don't know right now. And I think both a lot of preclinical and clinical work needs to be done to look at this. One thing that's impressed me, Neil, and I said this at a lecture a couple weeks ago where I think the audience was aghast, I think this data in essence means that pretty much everything we've done in the metastatic breast cancer setting over the last couple decades is now irrelevant and obsolete to a significant extent. And we need to revisit a lot of our old single agents and combinations through the lens of anti-VEGF targeted therapy.
But again, where, if at all, is bevacizumab going to fit in the therapy of the patient with metastatic breast cancer as a HER2-positive tumor?
Well, in HER2-positive disease, you know, very soon we'll have the combination data from the UCLA-led study. We know for sure that everyone and his brother will be combining bevacizumab with trastuzumab with chemotherapy in phase 2 trials in the fairly near future. Again, I'm a little bit of a purist here. I think we need at least some basic safety data before we can suggest it's a good thing to do for everyone.